What's up with it?
It's hot off the wire.
With Brittany.
Oh, Scandal's Columbus Shore allegedly threatened to kill his ex-wife, his estranged wife, and himself. He held a knife to her throat while trying to get her to admit to having an affair. He poured wine on her. So, of course, she filed for a restraining order, and she filed for divorce.
Should have done about, like, three charges ago.
The question I have is, this supposedly happened weeks ago, but they were taking pictures together and walking around.
But what happens in these kind of relationships is, like, you know, you really think that you can work it out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're looking at it, you read these reports, she's filed on him about three times.
Wow.
And then I think in one instance, I think he allegedly beat her in front of her children, and they got him for child abuse too, because that's a new thing now.
Yeah, you can't do that.
If you beat your wife or your husband in front of your children,
right?
They can charge you for child abuse.
They should.
That's what the game is going through right now.
Right, because that affects your kids.
It does.
All right.
Speaking of a scandal, a new Ratchet reality mugshot. Portia turned herself in yesterday, but she was only there for a little bit. She paid $2,000 in cash for bail and left for her on battery charges.
You know what that gets her?
What?
Another season.
I guess so. She wants to file charges on Kenya for assaulting her. That's
wow. But I heard that Kenya took an L.
She did?
Yeah.
Just from the preview, it looked like
I can't wait to
L.
see this.
Here's my concern, is because after this came out, they're not going to show the fight next week.
Oh, they will.
They'll show the aftermath.
They'll show little clips.
Right. They'll show a hustle and tussle.
Just like that time when old boy fought Stevie J.
Oh, Stevie J. Scrappy.
Scrappy.
Right.
But all they show was the aftermath. And,
you know what?
And Stevie looked a little dizzy. So I think he might have took a few.
Yeah, he took it.
You know what I think might happen, what I hope doesn't? You know how they do the reunion in parts? I think they're going to make us wait till next week.
Yeah, don't do
and
that.
And there's
to us.
Like, oh, coming up, next part. Anyway, this is the crazy story. A Wu-Tang affiliated rapper, Andre Johnson, cut off his penis yesterday morning.
Huh?
And then jumped off a second floor in a Hollywood balcony.
Wow.
He survived, but they couldn't reattach the
What
part.
Were you on?
PCP.
Bath
to
salts.
Do that. You
Bath
think that's
salts.
What it was?
PCP.
They said he might have mental issues.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Diddy has a lot of haters recently. You know, 50
You know,
cents
I would probably cut off one of my testicles if I was
Oh, my God.
Somebody tripping.
But I'm not
I mean,
going
they tried to reattach it.
Well, you can get that. Well, not mine.
You know, one testicle. And, you know, this is not really something to make light of, but if you're going to do it, take off a testicle.
Because
if you survive, you're going to need that.
Could you imagine being first on the scene?
Wow, yeah.
And having to ice it and pass.
Stop.
That reminds me of 21 Jump Street.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody tripping.
Okay. Can we move on? You're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, pick it up with his
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
This is very uncomfortable right now.
All right. Sorry, Brett. And you're overage. What are you? You're 20, at least 22.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Diddy's not worried about anything because he tops the Forbes 5 list of hip-hop's wealthiest artists with an estimated net worth of $700 million. So I don't think he cares that 50 Cent has been talking crap about him, saying his music is garbage, because 50 Cent is fifth on that list with $100 million.
Well, if I'm anywhere near the
anywhere,
list,
anywhere, yeah.
You know.
It's a good look.
I'll take 10th on the list.
Mm-hmm. This is cool. On TV, rumor has it Maya Rudolph is getting her own self-titled show on NBC. Rosie O'Donnell, she had a show on OWN. That got canceled, and maybe that's why she's tweeting that Lindsay Lohan show on OWN is a tragedy. She also questioned her sobriety. Speaking of Lindsay's sobriety, there was a rumor that she was drinking at Coachella, and she's going to be on Watch What Happens Live, you know, the Andy Cohen show.
Right.
And it's all about drinking. They have drinking games the whole show, so it's interesting why she would book that show.
And it's live?
Live.
Oh,
wow.
You know how that goes.
Yes.
I'm Brittany. That's your Hot Off the Wire. More coming next hour.